From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. An 18-year-old man is facing charges in connection to a fatal crash that happened on Highway 48 in the Stouffville area. As we reported yesterday, a 35-year-old man was killed in the crash and four others were sent to hospital with varying degrees of injury. Now, Jawan Karubananthan is facing dangerous driving charges causing bodily harm and death, along with three counts of failing to stay at the scene of an accident resulting in death, as well as public mischief. Karubananthan remains in police custody and is scheduled to appear in court next week. Newmarket drivers, you can get ready for more construction on Yonge Street beginning this month, and the road work won't be over anytime soon. The York region is going ahead with the next stage of the road improvements to Yonge Street from Davis Drive to Green Lane East in Newmarket and East Gwillimbury. The work is scheduled to finish in 2027 and will see the HOV lane expanded, cycle tracks upgraded, and several other improvements. You can expect lane reductions until 2027 outside of peak travel hours. It's been 2 years since the Ocean Gate submersible imploded deep under the ocean, killing five people. Yesterday, the U.S. Coast Guard released its final report after a long investigation. The entire report was just over 330 pages and went into extreme details on how the business operated and its workplace culture and every aspect of OceanGate. According to the Coast Guard's report, OceanGate failed to follow engineering protocols when it came to safety testing for the vessel. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro.